Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, folks. The stuff that I'm about ready to show you on social media platforms, you cannot make this stuff up. I mean, you just cannot make this stuff up. And it coincides with what I've always shared with you, Americans, that you've been lied to in a major way. The mainstream media wants you to believe their bolstered numbers. There's major voter fraud taking place in this country. And, well, you know, without further ado, what I'm going to go ahead and do, friends, is I'm going to go ahead and play this on social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. And I want you to see for yourselves as to what exactly, what it is that you're being dealt by these tyrants. Because, oh my goodness, folks, again, you can't make this up. And, folks, the crowd at Joe Biden's Labor Day event in Milwaukee was, to say the least, underwhelming. And it just tags itself to the fact that even when he was on the presidential campaign trail, literally in Arizona, not one person showed up. And we've seen this over and over and over again. But they wanted to believe, they wanted you to believe, because they sold you the lie that 80 million people actually voted him into office. And of course, you got to keep in mind, that's why they put the military in place, friends, is because they had to protect Joe Biden from the 80 million people that allegedly just voted him in. This is called major voter fraud. And folks, this is sick, to say the least. It really honestly is. And here we are again, only to prove the point. Again, it is what it is. You know what? Nobody showed up. Let me say it again. Nobody showed up. I'm just going to go ahead and play the video for you, and you can see it for yourself. They're, of course, trying to make it bigger than what it really is. The bleachers are half empty. There's probably room enough for 1,500 people. And you'll notice that the bleachers facing criminal Joe Biden, you'll notice that the bleachers are half empty. And again, there's about 1,500 seats, so about 700 people will give him that, right? But behind him is where they have all the people, because they want to give you the impression that the majority of the people in this country support him. But if you could see the other side from criminal and treasonous Joe Biden's perspective, you would see that half the bleachers are filled. And again, keep in mind, there was only about 1,500 seats. Half of them were filled. Okay? And what's worse than all of that, friends, is the fact that the American people are sitting down allowing this criminal to destroy their country. You know, it's true. When I say this, it's totally true that every country deserves the government that it has. because this is a reflection of the negligence and the carelessness of the American people to tolerate a man like this. Folks, here, let me say this. What's coming is going to put you in a position where you wish you would have when you had the time to do it. You say that's pretty harsh. Well, the fact of the matter is the Word of God is very harsh to unbelief. It's very harsh to hypocrisy and disobedience. It just is. And you're going to find out, Americans, as to how harsh the Lord can be to disobedience. I mean, for the things that the American people today have tolerated on their watch concerning what's going on in their government and their country. And it always goes back to me concerning abortion and the 63 million babies that have been murdered since 1973. There's going to be just recompense, friends. You can rest assured. Go to 2 Kings 24, verse 4, and tell me that I'm wrong, because the Lord said he would not overlook the innocent blood that was shed. Did you hear what I said? He would not overlook the innocent blood that was shed. And it's exactly what's happening here. Speaking of which, can you imagine, and I'm just getting this thought right now, and I'm thinking of John Adams and his quote on utopia, what a utopia we would be if we were actually true to God, and what this country would be like and what it would look like. He said, suppose a nation in some distant region should take the Bible for their only law book, and every member should regulate his conduct by the precepts there exhibited. What a utopia, what a paradise this region would be. It would be heaven on earth. And just imagine. Again, putting that up to the number of 86% of those that call themselves Christians, how is it that a nation that would actually be what it claims to be would allow the darkness to prevail in such a fashion that it is? And it's such a small portion that's doing it. That's called deception on the behalf of those that believe that they're Christians. It's, again, lack of Christianity. And remember, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself. So with saying that, I have another thought. Can you imagine what the society would be like in America if those 63 million babies that have been slaughtered in the wombs, those 60, Proverbs 6:17, read it when you get a moment. Can you imagine those 63 million babies all growing up? Now, can you imagine what our economy would be like? Can you imagine if we obeyed the rule of law that God established through common law and the Mosaic Institution in which we are predicated upon in this country? Can you imagine? I believe John Adams was right when he said, what a utopia and what a region this should be. It again would be heaven on earth, to say the least. But we get what we deserve, and friends, rest assured, it's coming. You know, one of the things I just told my wife, we just went and picked up all of our stuff from the Minnesota State Fair after 12 days of being there. And I told her, I said, just, you can feel it in the air. You can feel a noose tightening. You can feel a constriction taking place, which means government's expanding. Take a look around, friends. There's something real strange going on with that of the banks. Because I noticed the bank that we go to, they've cut the hours. They're fatiguing people into compliance is what they're doing. They're trying to get people to stay at home. They're trying to get people to do all their transactions through their telephones, believe it or not. It's just a matter of time before we see it. But there's something weighing heavy right now in this country that has not been resurrected yet. And I suspect that for some reason or another, the government is waiting for the right time to strike again, just like they did with the pandemic, just like they did with September 11, 2001, to go ahead and put their foot back down through the Hegelian dialectic and take some more ground, because the American people are not, in fact, paying attention to what's going on. Remember, I'm telling you this about the banks, friends. Something very strange is going on right now. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview, using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, folks, I want to go ahead and do this again for the sake of sharing with the people that just joined us. This is more photographic proof the election was stolen. Biden speaks to union workers on Labor Day, and hardly anyone shows up. Okay, so I just want you to see this for yourself because it shows you the fraud that has been, that has taken place in this country on the American people. This guy, in many cases on the presidential campaign couldn't even get one person to show up. We played that video several times. Same thing with Hillary Clinton, same thing with Barack Hussein Obama, but the American people submitted to it anyways. Okay? Check this out. This is, now what I want you to see before, let me tee this up before I show it to you. You're gonna see about an area bleachers that'll hold about 1,500 people. Those are half filled. But when the cameras, which are aimed at the stage, notice how the stage has about 75 to 100 people up on it, packed. Because they want to give you the impression that the majority of the American people are in favor of Joe Biden. But folks, a very, 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 very small portion of the American people are in support of Joe Biden. As you all well know, I go from coast to coast constantly. I'm in a different state every single month. And I have seen probably literally five stickers in support of Joe Biden. So when I'm saying a small portion, I'm not even saying 1% of the population. I would bet on this. I'm not a better. I'm not a gambler, friends, in any sense of the word. Thou shalt not covet. I get it. Number 10 of the 10th commandment, Exodus 20. But I'm saying this figuratively, that if I was to bet, I would bet that he doesn't even have 1% of the population in support or that voted in favor of him. And I don't believe that's an overstretch in any sense of the word. Here, this is his meeting he just had, and again, I want you to see for yourself as to how many people didn't show up. Look at this. Seats have about 1,500. I'm probably giving that too much. There's probably about 1,000 seats. Half are filled. And then if you look up at the stage where the criminal is going to give his pre-scripted speech from as he reads the teleprompter, notice it's packed up there. Okay, that's to give the impression that people are in support of Joe Biden. Do you remember when Adolf Hitler, by force, used to make people come to his speeches? And the reason for that was, friends, is because he wanted to intimidate his political opposition. Well, the media is doing that today, for those that are drinking the Kool-Aid. Okay, and you gotta awake to the fact that, folks, his Twitter account was just found out to be completely fake. Okay. And same thing with Hillary Clinton, same thing with Barack Hussein Obama. They don't have the support, but if you believe they have the support, well, friends, they'll do whatever you let them get away with, and that's exactly what they're doing. Here's another one that was posted, crowds minutes before Biden expected to speak in Milwaukee. Here, let's see how many people didn't show up for this one. Here you go. Oh, did you see that? Here, let's do that again. I don't know what happened there. That's just really quick. Here, watch this. There ain't a third of the people there, friends, right before he's to speak. So, in other words, what happened is people left. People left. Hey, friends, I got a question for you, because I was thinking about this a little bit ago. You know how I continuously share with you as to how the conservatives of the day, they just keep the animal alive because that's how they raise their money? And I'm just shooting from the hip, but this is the kind of stuff that bothers me, because there's an outlet called Red Voice Media, and they have some good stuff every once in a while, but I noticed the one that they sent out today. It says, "Dear reader, as a former Goldman Sachs managing director, I feel it's my duty to warn you about what may be coming on September 20th. It all starts with a new presidential executive order that may directly install major changes, oh my goodness, to your bank account. Isn't that interesting? There it is. That's what we're discerning out there, friends. And it's all backed by the biggest companies in the world, the fascist state, Citigroup, Ford, MasterCard, Visa, Coca-Cola. And he says, unfortunately, there's not much time to prepare. Now, what I did notice is when I clicked onto this right here, it went right to a paid advertisement. So that's how they make their money, right? They want it to keep going on, friends. They're not trying to work themselves out of a job. No. What they're doing is they're driving you useful idiots out there to their favorite sponsors that are paying them the most, their golden calf, to keep them alive. Because what I noticed on this page, again, and I want you to see this for yourself, but when I went to this page, there was at no time was there any reference from Red Voice Media, there was no reference to law in equipping and exhorting and edifying the people in this country as to how to bring it to an end. There's not one reference. And by the way, I can go through 99.9% of your favorite talking heads, either on radio or on television. They're not bringing about resolve constitutionally, lawfully. No, their resolve is they just wrote a book. They're making money off their book. They're always bringing about resolve by driving you through fear to drive their to drive you people over there that are paying attention to these useful idiots, to their sponsors that are paying them money to air them. There's no reference as to how to bring resolve concerning the issues today. And I say shame upon them. But I say shame upon the people that haven't figured this out yet, because Fox News, that's all they have, is a bunch of useful idiots working for their golden calf, not for the American people, not to work themselves out of a job, folks. And it's not just Fox News. It's some of these people that should know better. And as I said, Red Voice Radio, oftentimes they kick out some good information. But here again, friends, no resolve. How about telling the American people, instead of driving them to your sponsors, how about telling the 329.5 million people in this country how you deal with these corrupt individuals concerning the government that has gone rogue in this country? How about we impeach them, Article 2, Section 4, and how about we teach the people how to prosecute these corrupt politicians by sending the message to the American people and to other corrupt that we will not tolerate their crimes in any sense of the word? That sounds like a good idea to me, right? Isaiah 26:9 says, "When thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness, and not until then." They will learn righteousness, but not until the American people become the law that God has commanded them to be. And if you fail to do so, don't sit there and tell me how we have to be soft on those that are destroying our country and murdering our children and laying and making a prey for our little kids in public schools concerning the sodomites. Don't sit there and tell me about how hard I am being. I got a question for you. Why is it that you're not laying it to heart? And how come you're not vowing for the truth to bring an end to this corruption in the United States of America? Because you just don't love God enough. That's why. You just don't love mankind enough. That's why. You just don't love your posterity enough. You don't love your country enough. You have no idea what love is. The Bible is clear that when it says, let those that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity, it means let them from depart from lawlessness and hold to the law and magnify it and drop it upon the heads of the wicked. That's what it means. We're to magnify the law, Romans 3:31. And the fact of the matter is that is something the American people have forgotten. And we always hear about those gloom and doomers talking about the end times. Yep, and what is one of the fruits of the end times? That the love of many will wax cold. Why? Because of the workers of lawlessness. They don't understand that it's to the degree that the law is enforced that crime will not be tolerated. That's how much you love your freedoms. That's how much you love your freedoms. Out of gratitude for what Jesus Christ did on the cross in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, for what our veterans did when they fought off tyranny in third world countries. Out of gratitude, because the blood that's been spilled to give you the freedoms that you have, you would not tolerate any tyranny in any sense of the word in your own backyard. But you have been desensitized to submit to it today in America. And I'm here to tell you, and I'll be the first one to say it, pointing my finger in your face, shame on you. Shame on you. This is sickening to sit there and watch these criminals destroy this country and then to forecast what's coming next by the American people allowing them to set the narrative only to do it again and again and again until the noose is completely on the neck of this country, choking the life out of it. Gosh, 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 gosh. Read Malachi 2:6. I was going to play something here for you, and I just may do it on the other side. You know, I got a on social media platforms right now. Did you see this? Just the sickest thing I've ever seen in my life. This is what the American people put up with. Megan Fox says it's hard as a mom to watch her son get bullied for wearing a dress. Oh, by the way, this is the same Megan Fox that said she was being exploited as a woman. Look at the way she sets herself up, friends. I think the American people, making another point here, have mistaken these people for a people of importance and credibility. And that's exactly what's happening, because these are the people that they're listening to. They're not listening to the Word of God. They're listening to their favorite corrupt, whatever you want to call them, actors, musicians, politicians, preachers, the list goes on. I'm going to prove the point on the other side. I'm going to do that. We'll be right back.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top Biden administration officials will be on the road to mark the anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The White House says President Biden will speak at the Pentagon. First Lady Jill Biden will be going to Shanksville, Pennsylvania to deliver remarks. Vice President Kamala Harris and the second gentleman will be in New York City. During Tuesday's COVID-19 response briefing, White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ajit Jha urges everyone to play their part in preventing COVID-19 from spreading as flu season comes around.
We have a vaccine that matches the variant that's out there. It's critical that Americans protect themselves, protect their families. And if people step up and do what is necessary, we can get through this fall and winter with far less suffering.
Kids are back in school in Uvalde, Texas. They're back in classrooms for the first time since the mass.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We got Bob calling in from Texas. What say you, my brother from another mother?
Hey, Bradley, just love you to death. What I'm saying is we're leaving the weapon that our founders used laying on the doormat. And they are fighting us with a shotgun. They're breaking into our house, and they're firing birdshot. And we're trying to fight each of those little pieces of lead. When we don't stand on the first three sentences of U.S. law that really wrapped up our war with England, you know, you got to lay the laws of nature, which is creation, laws of nature's God, which is the Bible. And then in the second sentence, you know, all men are created equal and unalienable rights. In the third sentence, consent of the governed. So, you know, everything they're fighting with, each of those little BDs, is an infringement on those three sentences of principles. Yeah. And I just feel like, you know, we're just not using the weapon that we were handed on a silver platter, and it's laying over by the, you know, under the doormat somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, you know what's interesting, Bob, is you look at this whole thing with the IRS agents, another unconstitutional agency aimed in being leveraged against the American people. It's interesting how the federal government's stealing our tax dollars away from us, and they are empowering American people that are just doing their job, say they, to war against their own people as the federal government arms them. Well, the federal government's trying to disarm the American people from them that they are arming. And people haven't put that together yet. And you said something that was key here. Amos 6:3 talks about how it's going to come to your front door. If you're going to allow this to happen, it's going to come to your front door. Well, we're already there. And, again, it just comes down to those that are going to stand are going to stand, and those that don't stand are going to fall to the wayside. And the Bible's clear. It says those that are going to let them let until they be taken out of the way. And I'm just not going to sit back, and regardless of people like it or not, I'm going to continuously preach the Word of God, and I'm going to show them the resolve. Even if they don't want to hear it, it matters not. At least now they know, so the Lord can judge them rightly. Bob, they're going to stand before the Lord one day, and they're going to say, well, what did you want me to do? Well, the Lord's going to say, shut the TV off, number one. I said, come out from among them, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. I said that in 2 Corinthians 6, starting in verse 17. And then the Lord's going to say, James 4:4 says, friendship with the world is enmity with God. And the Lord's going to ask those people that he's going to cast into the fire because they deserve it. He's going to ask them the question, did you not read Amos 3:3? Because you profess to be mine, but you never departed from iniquity. And he's going to say in Amos 3:3, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? How are you agreed with the spirit of the world, but you aren't agreed with my spirit to actually bring influence to the world in possession rather than being dispossessed by adhering to the world and the spirit thereof? So they're going to remember all this. This is all going to be heard again. It's going to be rehearsed in their ears. And it's interesting, Paul, the guy that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, talked about these very things. It's not tedious for me to say these things again. It's not tedious. And see, Bob, the people in this country are so used to being distracted by their favorite talking heads. My objective is this. I don't care if you like me, but I do want you to know one thing. What I am telling you is the truth. I don't care if you support me. I want you to know one thing, that it's my job to tell you what Scripture says when it says, buy the truth and sell it not. And either you're going to buy that truth and sell it not, or you're going to reject the truth and you're going to fall into the very pits that you're allowing the bad guys to dig. That's my two cents, and I live this every day of my life, my friend. I really do.
And I think I'm starting to live it too. But kind of what I'm saying is we were given the principles. Those are the laws that were written to protect them, you know, and if we just hit them with Bible verses, which is great substantiation, we are still forgetting the tools that we have. Our founder's spot for creation in the Bible, laws of nature and nature's God, and they are violating their oath that protects that. So yep. While we're here on earth, we ought to fight them with earthly laws and bring it down to the basics, you know, of the first of the Declaration. And, you know, the
I'm
laws
with
on
you.
Our side. The Lord's on our side, but the law should be too while we're here on earth.
That's it. And it, Bob's, what's interesting about this is it is on our side. And that's what I'm saying, is when I'm making reference to the Scriptures, I'm showing and giving validity to it in my life as the Holy Ghost bears witness to it, that, listen, we're practicing what we're preaching here. That's the only way that we could have set three lawful precedents. Where people wanted to violate the law, this ministry stood up and said, you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. The law's on our side. And we went in accordance with the Word of God, which the Constitution, first of all, the Declaration of Independence, is called the seedbed to the Constitution. We use that. We exhibit what we learned from our forefathers, Hebrews 13:7. I'm making reference to the things that I'm saying here, Bob. And then what we do is we practice what the Word commands us, and the Lord brings us the results in doing so. And guess what? It lines itself up perfectly with the U.S. Constitution, because our forefathers were influenced by that very spirit to bring about a nation that's still here 250 years later, where we have the longest standing Constitution in modern history, and only the Lord can do that. I am 100% in agreement with what you just said, Bob. 100%.
Okay, so just, you know, focus a little bit on the first three sentences, you know, the Declaration. That's why we've run as long as we have, because those principles burn to the heart.
Amen.
And that is part of our law, and I just love you to death.
Thank you, Bob. By the way, did you get those?
Oh, unbelievable, and I'm blowing all my precinct chairs away here. So, I've got three black creatures that want to be the precinct chair of our same precinct. So I don't know. The Lord's just laying these people in my lap. And
amen.
Both parties are corrupt, and they need are Protestant Christians, you know, in those positions at the lowest rung of government, and we can bring the Lord back, you know, to help us, you know, enforce our law.
Amen.
That's all it is.
Amen. I'm totally with you. Bob, I'm going to drop some scripture on you right after this, okay, just to encourage you just a little bit. And I totally appreciate your phone call. That was Bob from Texas who had asked me to make reference to the declaration that he was making for his particular state. And he had asked me, I think he told me there was 200 and some different articles, and he wanted me to put scripture references to them. And I think it took me about 2.5 weeks, but I finally got to him. I sat down for, 3-4 hours, and I just wrote out scripture for everything that he requested of us there. And the reason I'm saying that, friends, is because what we have here is a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving himself. He's actually taking heed to that word, and he's practicing what the word preaches, and he's living it out through his lifestyle. And I wanted to bring this to my aid, because I'm thinking of Judges 2 right now. And I'm just thinking about how the Lord would constantly test his people. And this is what he said in Judges 2, verse 20. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel. Over and over and over again, the people would depart from God. God would raise up prophets. When the prophets would die, they'd go back and transgress God's covenant. The Lord would raise up judges. When those judges were dead, the people would go ahead and turn on God and his covenant once again, and they'd find themselves to be oppressed by a new enemy. Well, it's interesting because it tells us in verse 20, chapter 2 of Judges, and the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel. Again, and he said, because this people hath transgressed my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, and have not listened unto my voice. He said, I will henceforth drive out any from before them of the nations which Joshua left when he died, that through them I may prove, Bob, the Lord proves us, that I may prove them, Israel is God's fighters, whether they will keep the way of the Lord to walk therein as their fathers did keep or not. Therefore the Lord left those nations without driving them out hastily, neither delivered he them into the hands of Joshua. So the Lord, I believe, has his church in a holding pattern right now in testing his children to see whether they will hold to his covenant or not. And there's very far and few between in this country that are proving the God of Israel right now as we speak. But rest assured, as I've said it before, I'll say it again, the Lord doesn't need a majority to prevail, folks. I mean, just think about it. Going back to our founding forefathers, as Bob was talking about, there was 56 signers. There was 13 colonies. There was less than 3% of the population. Did you know that one-third was for the revolution, the War of Independence? One-third weighed in the middle, they did nothing, and one-third was against. Did you know that? There's quotes of John Adams talking about the very things that we talked about. So it may look like it's all over to you, but rest assured, folks, the Lord said that there's none that are able to pluck them out of my hand. And if there's a remnant, which the Bible talks about, and I don't want to get weird about remnant because I know that some people do, but I am talking about those that prove the God of Israel. It is not for naught. No, it's not for naught. He wants to see what you're made of. He wants to see whether you'll keep his commandments or no, it tells us in the book of Deuteronomy. And when we do so, it's our wisdom. And if we're going to take a stand for the Lord, do you think for one moment he is not going to honor that to the glory of his son, Jesus Christ? You have got to be out of your mind. He will, either in life and or death. Because I will seal the message going to myself concerning the issues of the day and highlighting some of the things that Bob was just talking about. I will seal with my blood in holding to the Word of God. I will. And by the grace of God, I will not move. in Jesus' name. I'm going to come back. Folks, I always want to open it up for callers. This is your show. We're going to come back and we're going to get to what we can get to, but I do want to make a point concerning one of the last points that I just made concerning Megan Fox. It's hard as a mom to watch her son get bullied for wearing dresses. Are you really that sick? Yes,
at
she
the
is.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So what we're going to do, it's been a show, friends, let me tell you. I want to go over to viral trend, and this is what it says, okay? Megan Fox, another Hollywood whore, okay? They're using her, they're propping her up as a woman that needs to be heeded to, take heed to, listen carefully to her, concerning how you're supposed to raise your children. Okay. Megan Fox says it's hard as a mom to watch her son get bullied for wearing dresses. By the way, Megan Fox, here's a picture of her right here. She said that she did not like to be sexually exploited by Hollywood, but yet when you look at her pictures, that's all she did is she sold herself in such a fashion. Okay, just to show you the confusion. But at the end of this article, it says, hopefully things will start to get easier for her little boy that dresses as a girl. We know how much the pain of our little ones can hurt, they report. And we can imagine that Megan is hurting right now big time. The mother's hurting, not the child. Okay? The mother's confused, not the child, they would have you believe. Megan is hurting big time right now as her son struggles with those school bullies. In other words, those that tell the truth, they're the bullies. You see how this works? That's what this is. Read Revelation 12:10 when you get a moment. They're accuser of the brethren, folks. They don't have the shield. They have the spear. They're attacking law. That's what they are. They play the victims. They put themselves in that position, and then they attack the laws that keep them free. That's craziness in the natural. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Here, this is what I want you to see. This is the reason that this is happening today in this country concerning these sorts of issues, and why the young people that now have children are so confused. I mean, it's not to say that they can't read the same Bible that I do, but they're going to be held accountable for that too, but it is the job of the church to do so first in being the light of the world. Check this out.
Ask the question.
Does it mean you perceive the being gay as a sin?
Many argue that we shouldn't make a big deal out of how Christians answer Oprah's question. However, our answer to this question is important because it reveals our views of Scripture, sin, and repentance. Are we unashamed of what Scripture teaches? Do we recognize the seriousness of sin? Do we understand what it means to truly repent, and thus what it truly means to be saved? Let's take a look at how some of the most popular megachurch pastors answer Oprah's question. The last one will shock you. Maybe. Joel Osteen needs no introduction. Osteen gets it right when he acknowledges homosexuality as sin.
It's a fine line. We're for everybody. But, of course, as a Christian pastor, my base is off what I believe the Scripture says. And it's between, you know, marriage between a male and a female. But, again, we're for everybody. And that's where I draw the line.
What's your view now?
You know, Pierce, it really never changes because mine's based out of the Scripture. That's what I believe, that the Scripture says, that homosexuality is a sin. So,
guys, just for the record, the Bible doesn't say that homosexuality is a sin. That's not what it says. It says it's an abomination. Matter of fact, it's such a heinous crime against heaven and mankind that the Lord had to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. You can read that in Genesis 18 and 19, and you can also read that in Jude 1, 7, going back.
I still believe it now. Respecting my faith and believing, you know, in what the Scripture says, that's the best way I can interpret it.
However, Osteen also admits that he only admits this in interviews and never actually teaches this to his congregation.
You know, if you listen to my message, they're about lifting people up, and so it's not... I mean, I really talk about the homosexuality when we get on the interviews.
And there's a bunch of people who clearly are gay who are in your church. You're calling them sinners. I mean, that...
Well, say that.
The useful idiot for MSN, or I'm sorry, CNN says, you're calling them sinners. Well, that's what we all are. I mean, this is how stupefied and dumbed down the American people have become. By the way, have you noticed that all the networks are all poised the same direction? The spirit of Antichrist is living through every single one of them. And if you speak out against what they're asking question to when Joel Osteen comes up into play, they're all for it. Why is that? Because they are fitting the narrative. These are the characteristics that these CIA-controlled operatives are looking for. They're not looking for someone to stand against the global agenda. No, it's all going towards and in favor of the global agenda. Let's get back to this.
It does, but one, I don't necessarily focus on that. I only talk about that on the interviews.
And even when Osteen...
I just talk about that when it comes up. I don't want to focus on that. How are they going to know what sin is if you don't bring forth the law? When Romans 3:20 tells us, for by the law is the knowledge of sin, most people in this country don't even know what sin is, but Scripture defines sin in 1 John 3:4, that sin is the transgression of God's law. And why would they repent if you didn't show them the law that reveals their sin? Read 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. My goodness, the message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What do you mean you don't want to focus on that? What does the Holy Ghost use? He brings about the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment with the law in the hand of Christ in our preaching. And who does that? The Holy Ghost, who's been sent down from heaven to do so. John 16:8. Read it.
acknowledges homosexuality a sin. He usually downplays this with numerous qualifiers.
You know, I don't really focus on a lot of those things. I try to stay in my lane, what I feel called to do.
I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to tell them the truth.
How do you want their money? Healthy self-image. How do you let go of the past? How do you raise good children? How do you reach your dreams?
See, this All of this message is humanism. It's all there in an appeal to their carnal natures, and they call it being saved without the Holy Ghost. This is just the most heretical thing you can actually see and hear. Yet people have been normalized by hearing this because all the networks promulgate these messages, friends, because it will not empower the people to stand up against the darkness in any sense of the word.
Say, here's my focus, here's my lane, you know, and that's kind of where I've stayed in that. And I don't understand all those issues, and so, you know, I try to stick on the issues.
Okay, just for the record, this is why we again have the lines open. We are all sinners and fall short of the glory of God. Yes, but that doesn't give us an excuse to stay where we are at. The Bible is clear when it says, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you have no inheritance into the kingdom of heaven. Doesn't the Bible say that we are to be sanctified unto obedience under the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ? Why, yes, it does. Doesn't it tell us that we're to take up our cross? Doesn't it tell that we're to deny ourselves? Doesn't it tell us that we're supposed to purge ourselves from our sins? Doesn't it tell us, all empowered by grace, to be ye holy as I am holy? Yes. Doesn't the Bible tell us in 1 John that those that are in Christ and abideth in Christ sinneth not? Remember that in John 8:11, where the woman that was caught in adultery, when Jesus said, neither do I condemn thee, after her repentance was wrought, and he said, go and sin no more. Put it into context. Put it into context. We are being perfected in Christ Jesus. We grow up in the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:18. You just don't leave people laying there in their sin, because you're not the standard. Christ Jesus is. And if we're quickened by the Holy Ghost, we are going to seek to be perfected in Christ, folks.
Do understand.
Stephen Furtick is the immensely popular pastor of Elevation Church, similar to several
Elevation
other megachurch pastors.
Can anybody show you? Do you notice these new names coming out in the churches today? The Elevation Church. It's humanism. There's no repentance. There's no law to grace. Galatians 3:24. There's none of that. It's a false version of grace. They're people that are in their sins, that are having an emotional experience, that are not changed by the power of the Holy Ghost, because they're not preaching the gospel. That's who he's going to bear witness to. What they're doing is creating dependence. These hirelings are, John 10:12. That's exactly what they're doing. Let's go for the time remaining.
Furtick seems to be working very hard to stay completely silent on the issue of homosexuality. He once preached a series called
"You See Where the Responsibility Lies," folks,
about which his wife Holly comments.
Of the church.
Yesterday's message was about divorce, abortion, and sexual immorality. But unsurprisingly, this sermon no longer exists. It's been deleted.
He pulled it down because he didn't want the heat.
Church Clarity notes that in a marriage application in its peripheral pages, Elevation Church states, marriage is an institution created by God for a man and a woman to become husband and wife for as long as they both shall live. But again, unsurprisingly, that page also no longer exists. Our best guess is, if forced, Furtick would say homosexuality is a sin, but he doesn't want anyone to know that.
See, folks, I mean, I can go on with T.D. Jakes, I can go on with Olstein, I can go on with what's being presented to you in America by these hirelings, folks, and we got to get back to the Word of God, and again, that's what we hold to. That's one thing Olstein had right, is he said, I'm going to hold to the Scriptures. That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.